Are you feeling blessed? Praise God. I have one scripture and one scripture really only to share with you today. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants over the last 2 or 3 weeks with sermons and what have you. And it's been quite good. For those who have not been to a filling station on Wednesday night, shame on you. Who likes worship? Who loves to worship? Well, as Stephen has said at the start, this Wednesday night is going to be more of a worship experience. Everyone thinks it's the last night, and everyone thinks I'm speaking in the last night. And I am kind of speaking in the last night. But I asked the Lord not to give me a word. I just said, I'm going to stand up here on Wednesday night and see what the Holy Spirit does. Either I'm a complete idiot, or I'm taking a massive risk. Well, there's no risk with the things of the Spirit, is there? So it's going to be a night of liberty and freedom, and we're going to worship for most of the night. We're going to have communion on the night at the same time. I want to encourage you to get on down and just hear what the Holy Spirit of God has for it. It's been a wonderful, wonderful 6 weeks together, meeting with the local churches, coming together. Just such a blessed time and honor to be part of that. And as we get to be the host church, we get blessed even more than anyone else. I want to take my scripture today. There's nothing up there. There's no PowerPoints again. This is just a new one. So that last week, everyone was thinking, where's your PowerPoint, Pastor? There's not one today either. So if you're taking notes, be fast, because I'm going to be fast in going through this today. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9 is our text for today. This is my bread and butter sermons, if you want to put it that way. This is my stuff. This is my kind of thing. This is where I'm very comfortable and very much at home. But I want to take this subject matter on a wee bit of a journey this morning, if I can, to point out why we are given things by God and how certain things operate in the supernatural when it comes to the things of God. It says, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Amen. Do you hear that? Therefore, God your God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of... Another interpretation says a little three-letter word in there, starting with J, ending with Y, and it's got a zero or an O in the middle. So we'll try that again. Has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of... Says in the English Standard Version, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness, amen, beyond your companions. Praise God. That's his word to us today. The oil, everyone say oil. The oil signifies in the Bible the anointing. And with the anointing, we need to understand this, with the anointing comes this other element of life called power. How many of us could do with some more power? Just wave to me. Need some more power. Everyone in this side, they're powerful enough. They're back, they're all good and plenty of power. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can preach next Sunday. This power is given to us by He, the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can say that where there is an anointing or an anointing of oil, it is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the fruit of the Spirit are many, but the fruit of the Spirit regarding this is joy for our lives. And I've wondered why the Holy Spirit in the church today keeps on bringing us back to this element of the fruit of the Spirit. See, I think we've got love, and I think we've got elements of peace. But if there's something that's really going to change the world today, with all of the stuff that's going on, all the tragedy, all the nonsense, all the political stuff, it's going to be this wee thing called joy. And if we are not spiritual joy carriers, then we're going to walk around society and the world with a sense of gloom. I know plenty gloomy Christians. Hard to believe they've been saved by the grace of God. Hard to believe they've got anything to be thankful for. Hey, I know that life is tough. I know we suffer loss. I know we suffer tragedy. But according to my word, regardless of all of this, God has given a spirit of love and joy. And if we are not going to present that through our lifestyles to the world, then we're going to miss opportunities week in, week out to be salt and light in the world we're called to live in. It says in Acts chapter 13, verse 52, regarding the followers of Jesus Christ, and the disciples were filled with joy. I'll say it then. The disciples were filled with joy, praise God, and with the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? They were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. You can't have one without the other. They're a package. They come together. He allows this joy to rise up within us. So when the oil of gladness, let's say, is poured out over a person, it comes with certain benefits. And that's where I want to take us on a slight journey today. What are the benefits that come with the oil of joy or the oil of gladness? Well, first of all, for the benefit of those taking notes, it anoints them to an office or anoints them to a role or a position. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you, praise God, are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. God's special possession, that you might then declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful, wonderful light. But sometimes, can I be honest with you, I still think we're lurching in the darkness at times. I love that song that says, I can see a light that is coming for who? The heart that holds on. And sometimes, regarding this, we have to hang in there, don't we? We just have to hold on because we know at some point He's going to bring us right through. Love that song. It said, He brought me through my lowest valley. Remember that one? He brought me through my deepest well. When I felt so all alone, it seemed like hope was gone, He brought me through and gave me strength to carry on. He will bring you through into that place. But understand, we have been called out of darkness into not just light, but this glorious, spectacular, awesome, wonderful light. You see, when the oil of gladness comes upon or is poured upon a person, they assume almost immediately a royal office, praise God. They become ordained to proclaim God's praises, no longer just as peasants, as King David started out, but as kings and queens and princes and princesses in God's kingdom. So they are elevated to a role or a position. Then according to Scripture regarding the oil of gladness, they are consecrated to the Lord. What does that mean? They are set apart for the glory of God to be used in the kingdom of God. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, Paul speaks, you were bought at a price. Yes, there was a cost. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the oil of gladness is poured out, what happens is it sanctifies a person and it cleanses them, it purges them, it purifies them, right away setting them apart for to serve the Lord and to serve the Lord only in His completeness. And in this world we live, well, listen, we're not of this world. We're just passing through this world, but at the same time, we must be careful of the impact that this world all of a sudden seems to be having in our lives, but also on the church. It is encroaching on the church. I'll tell you a truth. If every single man, woman, and child allows the Holy Spirit, the oil of gladness, to be poured upon them, there is absolutely no way the enemy of our soul is going to have any room to maneuver within the body of Christ, because the joy will be like a wave, and it will keep pushing back. It will keep pushing back. But if we are just running in half measures, there's space. There's space for the enemy to operate. There's space for the enemy to move. So we have to make sure as the church and as individuals that our cups are continually running over with living water and with the joy of the Lord. Listen to this. Scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes. Amen. Made holy, praise God, useful to the master, and prepared to do any and all good works. So they're put in position for a role or for authority. They're set apart, they're consecrated for work within the kingdom of God. But also within that office, they are also become qualified in that particular role or in that office where they're called to serve. We've all heard the saying many times, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And that is indeed true for every single one of us. So yet again, when the oil is poured out, it qualifies a person for the office that they have been anointed into or positioned to serve in. It's just like Aaron in the Old Testament. The oil was poured over him and he immediately became anointed into the office of a priest, and the anointing qualified him at the very same time to serve in that office. It says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 20, but you, praise God, have an anointing from the Holy One. I'll say that again. We, us, in the room, have been given an anointing from the Holy One. And because of that, Scripture says, all of you know the truth. Praise God. Goes on in verse 27 to say, as for you, the anointing you receive from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as the anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. So we are then qualified for service within the Lord. Then something really important happens when the oil of joy or the oil of gladness comes upon us. We are strengthened. How many of us really feel we need to be strengthened? We're finding life tough, right? Life is tough right now. Let's not pretend it's not. Life is tough right now, so how are we going to get through day to day? Well, we still try to get through today by being in control and thinking we can do all this and we can figure all of this out because we know exactly how it works. We're kind of godlike in that sense. I'm in control, I'll figure it out. Listen to this. The Holy Spirit is the strength of every believer to all who will receive the Holy Spirit into their lives. Receiving in the form of the oil of gladness brings strength to our mortal beings. Why? Because Scripture says in Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Now listen to this. I don't mean to be a little bit dodgy here. When oil is rubbed into the body and given a nice massage, who's all had that? Don't put your hands up. What do you know about that? But when oil is rubbed in and given a good massage, here's what happens. So I'm told. Health and strength is often restored to the weak or the damaged limbs. So also when the oil of joy or the oil of gladness is being poured out or poured in, it too restores strength and it quickens then the mortal being. It brings us alive. It heals us because joy is like a medicine.
Joy is like a tonic. It's like an injection in the Holy Spirit. It brings you to life once again. And some people are struggling to come to life. Because some people think, this is my lot, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips, I am undone. Nothing can change for me. Lord, have mercy. Well, thank God the Lord does have mercy for every single one of us. But maybe you're in here today and you need to be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. The only way to do that is to open your heart to God and say, God, fill me. Here I am, fill me. And if the Spirit, it says in Romans 8 verse 11, and if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living where? In you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. It's not an out-of-body experience here. This is the internal, hallelujah. That's where God operates and does His work. It's from within, then it bursts out. So if you're wondering why nothing's happening in the outer shell, sometimes you have to expose your inner being to the Lord so at some point it'll go, boom! Boom! And somebody will go, Jesus, settle down, Pastor. I don't know, settle down. I'm not a settler. I'm a mover and shaker in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. That's how God built every one of us, meant us to be. But you're empowered, you're strengthened with fire and wind from the Holy Spirit. And it says in Jeremiah, when it's in you, you cannot contain it. No matter what is said to you, no matter what negativity is spoken over your life, when this becomes a reality, at some point the word's going to burst from your life. And if it doesn't burst from your life, then what do you need? An impartation of the oil of joy. An impartation of the oil of gladness. A wee thing was deposited in me, another wee keynote regarding this, and you can leave this or take this one, but I'm going to throw it in for good measure regarding the oil of gladness or oil of joy. When you receive the oil of gladness or the oil of joy, you're actually beautified and perfumed. Oh, I feel in touch with my feminine side this morning. I don't even know what that means. But I've heard people say it, so I'll go with it. Gail says, I'm the least feminine person she's ever met in her life. I try. Oils and perfumes are not my thing. But I'll tell you the truth. I've picked up the scent of the Holy Spirit. I've picked up the aroma of the Holy Ghost at different times. I've had a waft during church, and it's not somebody sitting next to me. I've had that as well. Yes, but won't go there. But I've had that aroma. See, here's another thing. And because my wife is like the most beautiful creature that God's ever created, I know you all agree with that, so she is, she's a stunner. And I'll say something here, and it's not naughty or bad, but Gail's skin is like the softest and most beautiful and shiny. That's her arms, by the way. Talking about there. Some of you people. Because what I've done, what I've identified with this, because she's a little bit senior now, just give it a break, will you? I've noticed she's up to 3 times a day with the oil. And the cream, when she was younger, was just once a day. But, I'm saying this to say this. That's all for my benefit. She is smooth. And she is shiny, and she is soft. I'm getting to a point here. Because often we use oil also in the skin of babies. We do. Why do we do that? To keep them beautiful, to keep them healthy. Listen to this. When the oil of gladness is poured out upon a person, that person should automatically become radiant. Absolutely radiant, both physically, both spiritually, because when the oil of gladness or when the oil of joy comes upon a person, what should reflect through their life is the glory of the Lord. It is the glory of the Lord. And if it's not oozing out of your life, if you're not shining like a beacon every day of your life, then we become just as the world is. And we are unrecognizable. You see, I believe now, by now, the church in all its glory, in all its beauty, should be easily identifiable from the world that we are living in today. And if we're deemed just to be like the world, then we're coming up short. And we are short of the Holy Ghost oil in our lives to keep us going, to keep us stepping up. Scripture says, even as Moses shone with God's glory, so also a person, that's you and I, who has received the oil of gladness, will be radiant, beaming in the eyes of everyone who looks upon that person. So also oil is a perfume. Amen. When it is applied on a person, the scent becomes difficult to miss. When the oil of gladness is on a person, other spiritual minds will be able to perceive and discern that. Now, Gail, my favorite scent for Gail was something called Anae Anae. That was mine. And every time my wife walked into a room, I knew she was there. I knew her scent. I knew her smell. One time someone else wore it in the room and I accidentally kissed her. Well, that's what I told her. There's ways and means, guys. Ways and means. Not true. That's not true. But I knew she was there. I knew she was there. And the same is true of the oil of gladness. When that is on a person, it is unmistakable. You pick up the vibe. You pick up the scent. You pick up there's something different with that person. You know exactly they're in the room. And see, when we grow and mature in the things of God, there should be no mistaking for any one of us that Jesus is in the room. We should pick up the aroma, the scent that God is with us. When it's applied on a person, I said that scent is difficult to miss. When the oil of gladness is on a person, other spiritual minds will be able to perceive that, able to discern that. The ungodly of this world cannot tell it, but the noses of the sanctified, the consecrated, the set apart saints will be able to perceive the perfume of the oil of gladness. Let me say one other thing here. This is important. The oil of gladness causes people to be healed of their diseases. Amen. People to be healed of their diseases. The power of the oil of gladness will ultimately remove every wrinkle, spot, or scar in the person who carries the anointing of God. Oil is also known for its medicinal and healing qualities. So also, when the oil of gladness is poured out, according to Scripture, every disease that previously brought sorrow will then give way and let joy come in. Praise God. The last thing I'm going to say. See, what I've discovered, and I think why the Lord keeps me bringing me back to this topic matter, I see a lot of bitterness in the world, and I see a lot of hearts that have hardened towards people, towards God, towards church, within families. And here's perhaps why some of us need the oil of gladness reapplied to our lives today. When the oil of gladness or joy is applied, it softens hearts. Genuinely softens heart. The oil of gladness works to soften and supple hearts. It helps men. Listen to me, men, this morning. Women tend to get a little bit softer quickly. Men begin to humble themselves and allow themselves to be broken before the Lord. Ezekiel says in 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a new heart. So, in essence, what I'm saying today is this. There is, without a shadow of doubt, an oil of gladness. If you've doubted that, I am telling you. There's a lot of things going on in this world that we can pray for. We can pray for our government. We can pray for the economy. We can pray for our family. We can pray about fear and stress and anxiety. We can pray about wars taking place in the world. But see, when it comes down to the church and the people of God, I believe right now, if there's anything we should pray for, it is the oil of gladness. That's what I believe with all my heart. Because listen to this. If you have the oil of gladness going on in your life, your weakness shall turn to strength in the name of Jesus. If you get the oil of gladness, your foolishness shall turn to wisdom in Jesus' name. If you've got the oil of gladness, favor shall be your shadow. If you get the oil of gladness, you'll wake up from sleep singing a sweet melody. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Well, some of you sung it anyway. Some of you sung it. See the ones that didn't sing it? Hello? Hello? Tells a story itself, so it does. So you wake up from your sleep singing a sweet melody. Hallelujah. If you've got the oil of gladness, you'll wake up from your sleep with a brand new song or even an old song in your heart. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in it. Sing it again. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hand. How's the balcony? In his hand, he's got the whole world in his hand. Praise God. Listen to this. The oil of joy always invokes joy. Every single time. And if it doesn't, it's not the Holy Spirit. Because he invokes joy. But also the oil of gladness is not a physical oil. We understand that. It cannot be purchased down the local shop. The oil of gladness is never going to go on sale anywhere you look. The oil of gladness is released directly from the throne of God. It comes from the throne of God. When David received the oil of gladness, demons flew as he played the music. Listen to this, ladies. Don't get too excited. When widow Ruth received the oil of gladness, a rich man fell in love with her. Oh, that got your attention. Some of you picked up there and goes, hello. Stop looking around to see the single guys. Listen to this. The oil of gladness at the moment is a secret weapon of the Lord. And we need to expose it so it's no longer a secret weapon. It's out there. It's ammunition in our hands today. Scripture we started off with, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Jesus says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Hallelujah. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Hallelujah. Stand with me this morning, if you will. And our worship team are going to magically appear behind me. This is what I feel. I feel this. Church, we have to pray. We have to pray and pray and pray for the oil of gladness. Because when you've got the oil of gladness, hallelujah, inner joy swells in your heart. Did you hear that? You'd be deaf not to hear it. When you have the oil of gladness, you will enjoy peace when there's turbulence everywhere around about you. So to receive the oil of gladness, this is what we must do. We must learn to walk in holiness. The oil of gladness gives inner peace and inner joy. The oil of gladness is a spiritual medicine, even against such things as high blood pressure. Anyone get high blood pressure? Put your hand up. In the name of Jesus, Korobo Shondai. In the name of Jesus, we pray for an impartation of the oil of gladness. Pour it in, Lord. Pour it in. We pray for equilibrium in that blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. We pray the joy that perhaps has not been there will rise up in faith and in through the name of Jesus. And for those who are struggling, Father, even to crack a smile in the kingdom of God, I pray, Lord, they sense a stirring in their hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, would you anoint your people today with the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus? Lord, would you cause heads to receive the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus? We're saying, Holy Spirit, I need the oil of gladness. My God! My good God, anoint me now with the oil of gladness in Jesus' name. Church, listen to this. If you want to raise your hands up and get ready for an impartation, because perhaps you've just come through some stuff and you need the intoxication of the power of the Holy Spirit. You need total saturation in the Holy Spirit. This is for you today. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the oil of favor in Jesus' name. We're going to make a declaration from today. You have no right, no cause to be sad any longer in Jesus' name. We say today your heart shall be merry in Jesus' name. From today in Jesus' name we banish sorrow from your dictionary. Today oil of gladness erase every spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. I say it again, oil of gladness erase every spirit of depression and stir up joy within the child of God in the name of Jesus. Jehovah God, pour out your oil of gladness on your people in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill their cups with the oil of gladness right now. In and through the name of Jesus, we say these things. Be blessed, church. Rise up. Be God's man. Be God's woman. Be full of the oil of joy. Be full of the oil of gladness in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Are you ready to sing?